Doing the Things That Animals Do. Written by Tripton Fell, read to you by BeBrave13. A 911 fic featuring the pairing Evan Buck Buckley / Eddie Diaz, with the additional tags Alternate Universe, Zoologist Buck, Social Media, Established Relationship, and the mortifying ordeal of being in grad school. Summary. "Hey," Buck says, reaching out to grab Eddie's hand. "How do you feel about red carpets?"
"Tacky in a bedroom, decent in a living room," Eddie deadpans, because he likes to think he's funny.
Or, Buck's still a zoologist. Eddie's definitely in love. Author's notes. This is all Oliver Stark's fault. And there's a link to a 911 cast Tumblr post, which includes screenshots from Oliver Stark's Instagram of when he went to Rewild as a part of their restorative retreat, which I will link in the notes below. And back to the author's notes. Also Chelsea's for enabling me. I really don't have anything to say, except this is 3.8k of tooth-rotting fluff, because I think that's something we could all use right now. Content warnings for animal pee, if that's something that grosses you out, and also an excessive overusage of the word tortoise. Like the previous work, I'd advise having creator style on, because tweets aren't as essential this time around, but I think they're pretty fun. Title is from the Zaboomafoo theme song, because apparently I have a brand now. Buck's Jeep is in the driveway when Eddie gets home from therapy. It's not out of the ordinary. Not anymore. Buck's been swinging by most days after he's done filming, but it still makes something in Eddie's heart flutter nonetheless. It's comforting, is a thing, having someone to come home to. To know that when he swings open the door, Buck will be there, reading one of his ridiculous scientific journals in the kitchen, or watching bad reality TV on the couch. Today, it turns out, is a kitchen day, so Eddie takes a second to slip off his shoes before following the sound of off-key singing to where Buck's sitting at the table, typing away on his laptop with his headphones in. He pulls one out when he sees that Eddie's standing in the doorway, the faint sound of Taylor Swift echoing through the space. Eddie's not sure quite what his face is doing, but it must be stupidly fond, if the beaming smile Buck shoots him is anything to go by. "Hey," he greets, dropping into the chair next to Buck with a sigh. There's a strange scent radiating from him, so faint that Eddie has to pause to place it.
Did you make popcorn or something?"
Buck pouts, running a hand through his hair, and Eddie smells it again, unmistakably like he's standing inside a movie theater.
"No. Fucking Binturons."
Which doesn't really clear anything up, honestly. Eddie blinks at him in confusion, and Buck clarifies,
"Bearcats, sorry. Although that's not really taxonomically correct, because they're actually closer to a fusa, or a civet, but—"
"Baby,"
Eddie says, trying his best to bite back his grin.
"Focus. The popcorn?"
"Right." Buck pauses, clears his throat.
"A Binturong peed on me at work today."
Eddie laughs so hard he almost falls off his chair.
"It's not funny,"
Buck complains, but Eddie can see the smile twitching at the corners of his mouth.
"It's going to be a really interesting episode, actually. They're a part of a subfamily that dates back like 50 million years, and they're capable of embryonic dispos, which is super cool, and—"
"Their pee smells like buttered popcorn."
"And their pee smells like buttered popcorn,"
Buck concedes, with the resigned air of a zoologist that loves all his weird animal creatures no matter what.
"I tried to take like 3 showers before you got home, but it's strong."
Eddie very firmly forces himself to stop thinking about Buck in his shower using his shampoo stealing clothes out of Eddie's dresser. Judging by the soft grin Buck sends his way, he's not successful.
"There are worse things to smell like,"
Eddie concedes, wrapping his arm around Buck's shoulder. The faint aroma of popcorn is a little disconcerting still, but it's nothing compared to the elephant incident last month. That had been pretty bad. The things no one tells you about dating a semi-famous TV zoologist, honestly. Buck wrinkles his nose, and Eddie knows that he's thinking of the same thing.
"Yeah, Only a few more episodes until we're done for the season, which is exciting.
More time for this. He gestures at his laptop screen, a half-written paper on full display.
Eddie leans closer to see.
When's this one due?
2 days, Buck says, rubbing his eyes tiredly. Eddie makes a mental note to grab his glasses from the bedroom. He's ridiculously stubborn about working without them.
Should have started it earlier, but there's been so much stuff for the show this week. My Google Calendar's been working overtime.
Has anyone ever told you you're a bit of an overachiever?
Buck fixes him with a crooked grin, eyes crinkling in the corners.
Maybe, once or twice.
Eddie hums, eyes scanning over the screen, a mess of citations and bullet points. It's not like Buck really needs grad school at this point. Buck in the Wild has been a resounding success so far, and Eddie doubts they'll cancel it anytime soon. But Buck, as Eddie has learned over the last couple of months, is undoubtedly an academic at heart, and Eddie knows that despite all of his complaining, he's genuinely enjoying his master's program at UCLA. And Eddie's proud of him. He really is. He just wishes that Buck would take some time to breathe is all.
Eddie places a hand on the back of Buck's neck, scratches idly at the loose curls there.
You need a break.
Soon, Buck promises, leaning into the touch.
Just have to finish this paper first so I can stop getting shown up by literally everyone else in the program.
Eddie huffs a laugh, and he continues.
I'm serious. I was talking to a girl in my herpetology class the other day, and during her undergrad, she went to Argentina for like 6 months to work on howler monkey rehabilitation programs.
You worked in Peru?
Yeah, as a bartender,
Buck says, looking vaguely frantic. Under the table, his leg has started bouncing. Eddie puts a hand on his knee to still him, rubs circles over the fabric of Buck's sweatpants.
And yeah, I have the experience working at the zoo before the show started, I guess, but some of these people are on a whole nother level, and they're all like a decade younger than me. It's just, I feel inadequate.
You shouldn't,
Eddie says firmly, leaning in to press a kiss on the underside of Buck's jaw.
You're incredible, and you're going to ace this paper on,
The effects of artificial rain on desert tortoises?
Buck supplies.
That, Eddie says, laughing. And then they'll, I don't know, erect a statue in your honor and name a building after you.
You're a dumbass,
Buck says, but he's smiling, so score one for Diaz.
I just really want to get caught up on everything before this weekend.
Eddie makes a sound of agreement.
You still good with Chris and I tagging along?
Are you kidding?
Buck looks away from his paper long enough to grin at Eddie.
Babe, that's like most of the reason I'm excited. The chance to finally get you in front of the camera? I wouldn't miss it.
Eddie rolls his eyes and tries to dodge the smacking kiss Buck presses to his cheek. 6 months ago, if you had told him that he would be spending a precious weekend off at the Turtle Conservation Center of all places, he probably wouldn't have believed it. But Buck has a way of bringing out sides to him that he never even knew existed. And if that means that he has to spend a few days learning about endangered tortoises with Buck and Chris, then so be it.
I never agreed to be on camera,
he protests, but they both know it's pretty futile at this point. The second Buck fixes him with those big doe eyes, he's pretty much hopeless.
Chris, though, on the other hand.
Oh, that reminds me, Buck says, reaching down to grab his work bag. I made something for him.
Eddie watches in amusement as no less than 7 gum wrappers and a handful of bagged animal treats make their way onto the table before Buck finally finds what he's looking for, grinning up at Eddie triumphantly.
Got it.
He's got a little glitter name tag cradled in his hands, the exact same as Buck's, down to the turtle sticker in the corner. The only difference is that this one reads Chris in big blocky letters.
Eddie isn't going to cry over a name tag. He's really not.
He'll love it,
he finally says, trying his best to swipe away at a tear discreetly.
Buck totally notices, anyways.
Baby, he's gonna be over the moon.
Buck practically beams at him, and suddenly Eddie can't wait for the weekend to arrive. He gives Buck's shoulder a little nudge.
Go. Stop procrastinating and write your paper.
Mean,
Buck complains, but when he turns back to his screen, he's smiling.
Eddie's pretty sure you couldn't wipe the grin off his own face if you tried. Tweet from Evan Buckley, @zoologistbuck.
Eddie took my phone away. Tell me your coolest animal facts to keep me entertained.
Replying to @zoologistbuck.
Did you know that a blue whale's tongue weighs more than an elephant?
Replying to @zoologistbuck.
Did you know that a blue whale's tongue weighs more than an elephant?
Replying to @zoologistbuck. Have you heard of this organization? I think you'd really like them. www.rewild.org. Chat with Evan Buckley, @zoologistbuck.
Buck.
Eddie.
Buck.
Eddie, are we just gonna keep saying each other's names?
I took your phone for a reason, you know? Finish your paper.
You're evil. Frowny face.
I know.
By the way, do you want popcorn? Having a craving.
Fuck off, you're literally the worst.
Dad. Dad.
Chris says, notebook in hand and eyes wide behind his glasses.
This is literally the coolest place I've ever been in my entire life.
Eddie snorts, looking around the greenhouse. That's pretty neat, isn't it? Buck's been in meetings all morning.
Perks of being the star,
he'd grumbled, leaving their hotel room at some god-awful time before sunrise. So Eddie and Chris have mainly been exploring on their own, picking their way carefully through the undergrowth surrounding the conservation center. Eddie's got the beginnings of a headache forming behind his temples, and he's pretty sure he's drained his phone battery taking 1,001 pictures of Chris, but honestly, he can't bring himself to care. Not like this, with Chris sitting on a bench beside him, rambling excitedly about the Minoria impressa hatchlings in the enclosure ahead.
Their name literally means impressed tortoise, he's saying, and
God, for two people who aren't related, he's so much like Buck sometimes that it's not even funny.
And Buck told me yesterday that they have, like, more of them here than anywhere else in California. Isn't that cool?
Really cool,
Eddie says honestly, and then, because he can't help himself, adds,
hey, Chris, you like Buck, right?
Chris shoots him the same look he does when Eddie asks if he wants pizza for dinner, excited and vaguely puzzled like he thinks it shouldn't even be a question.
Of course I do, he says, leaning against Eddie's side. And not just because we get to go to the zoo whenever I want. He's good for us, I think.
Eddie's trying really hard not to tear up in the middle of this turtle greenhouse.
I think so too,
he says, bumping his shoulder against Chris.
I was, thinking about asking him to move in with us soon, if that's something you'd be okay with.
He's not really sure how he's expecting Chris to respond. He knows he adores Buck, looks up to him, but he's also well aware that Buck moving in would be a pretty major shift to the routine the two of them have established, Eddie and Chris against the world. But Chris just grins and says,
"Finally!"
in an exasperated tone, and Eddie feels the knot around his heart loosen. He tugs Chris in closer, wraps him in a hug that Chris immediately squirms out of.
You're my favorite, you know that?
I know,
Chris says matter-of-factly, grabbing his crutches to stand.
Can we go see the Chinese big-headed turtles now? They have pools out back, and apparently it's super cute.
And, well, Eddie's not going to argue with cute animals and pools.
After you,
he says, unable to hide the grin on his face. There's happiness thrumming under his skin, making him feel like he's floating. That feeling sticks with him the rest of the day, through a tour with an excitable volunteer and an encounter with a snake that leaves Eddie feeling vaguely squeamish. Which, okay, he grew up in Texas. He's used to snakes. Doesn't mean he has to like them, though. It's barely dissipated by the time they meet up with Buck again, fully dressed in his goofy park ranger outfit.
Hey guys,
he greets, leaning in to kiss Eddie. Behind them, Chris makes a gagging noise.
Chris, buddy, you ready to go?
They went over this on the drive up, how Chris filming with Buck would work. Eddie was a little worried that Chris would be shy in front of the camera.
He's used to sitting back with Eddie silently while Buck works, but now, watching him nod seriously as the director tells him where to stand, Eddie's realizing he shouldn't have been concerned. It's nice, in a way, to be able to stand off to the side and watch Chris and Buck bond, Chris giggling as Buck shows him how to feed a bamboo shoot to the tortoise, their matching glitter name tags glistening in the late afternoon sun.
"Babe," Buck calls when they're taking a break to grab water. "Last chance. You want in on this party?"
He does a little stupid shimmy on his outfit, and it really shouldn't work on Eddie, but what the hell? He's already here, and if he's being honest with himself, he kind of wants to be in an episode. Wants to be able to sit on the couch with Buck and Chris and watch the three of them on screen as a family. Buck's grin is brilliant as he approaches.
"Knew I'd wear you down eventually."
"Whatever," Eddie says, rolling his eyes good-naturedly. He turns to the director, who is shooting them an indulgent smile. "All right, where do you want me?"
Time feels different in front of the camera, jumping forward in little spurts in between takes. Eddie's sweaty and gross by the end of it, covered in brambles and dirt, but Buck's still smiling, chatting with the crew like this is all in a day's work for him. Which Eddie is realizing it kind of is.
"Hey,"
Buck says, catching his arm as they're walking back to the hotel to shower, freckled and sunburned and beautiful. In front of them, Chris is chatting away with one of the cameramen in a golf cart, ever-present notebook still open in his lap.
"Thank you, babe, seriously. You didn't have to do that."
"I wanted to," Eddie says honestly.
He knows that if he genuinely was uncomfortable, told Buck to stop, that he wouldn't have pushed. But it's nice sometimes, getting a little nudge out of his comfort zone.
"Although, honestly, I'm not sure how much of the footage is actually going to be usable. I think I was just staring at you the whole time."
"Don't worry. I know at least one person who'd watch, like, 3 hours of that,"
Buck says, laughing. He tangles their fingers together, rubs circles in the back of Eddie's palm.
"Hey,
question for you?" "That's always dangerous."
"Asshole,"
Buck says, nearly hip-checking him into a nearby bush.
"How do you feel about red carpets?"
"Tacky in a bedroom. Decent in a living room,"
Eddie deadpans, because he likes to think he's funny. Buck presses his lips together firmly, very obviously trying not to laugh.
"I meant, like, for a premiere or something."
Eddie pauses, turning to face Buck fully.
"Wait, are you serious?"
"Dead serious,"
Buck says, grin nearly splitting his face in two.
"I was in meetings this morning with some of the producers, and they want to do something for the zoo at the start of the second season. Nothing big, obviously, because our budget is still kind of rough, but..."
He cuts off as Eddie kisses him square on the lips.
"I guess that's yes to going with me, then."
Eddie's heart feels like it's about to burst out of his chest with pride.
"Obviously.
Good."
Buck's full of nervous energy, bouncing on the balls of his feet.
"Chris is invited too, of course, and then Hen and Jim, and whoever else you want to invite."
Eddie sincerely debates the cost of sending invitations to the entire city of LA.
"How much do you think it is to hire a skywriter?"
Buck ducks his head, clearly embarrassed.
"It's not that big of a deal."
"It is,"
Eddie presses, because he knows his boyfriend, and he knows that he's bad about accepting compliments.
"Seriously, I'm proud of you. That'll show everyone else in your program."
He pauses, deep in thought.
"So, that's a no to the Skywriter?"
Tweet by Zainab, at Future Biologist. Okay, was anyone going to tell me that everyone at Zoologist Buck knows is ridiculously beautiful, or was I just supposed to find that out from the at LA Zoo Instagram myself? Tweet from Ryan, UC Davis, 25, at Marine Ryan.
"Can't believe I managed to get a ticket for the Buck in the Wild event! Literally shaking."
"Hi, Hot Stuff."
A voice sounds behind Eddie, so close that he can feel a puff of breath on his ear.
"Come here often?"
Eddie turns around to find Buck grinning at him, two champagne flutes in hand and his turtle-patterned tie, a
a present from Chris, askew around his neck. He's so beautiful that it knocks the air out of Eddie's lungs for a second.
I do, actually, he says, playing along. My boyfriend's kind of a big deal around here.
Oh, yeah? Buck smiles at him, crinkly-eyed and wonderful, and Eddie can't help himself from kissing him right there, in the middle of the room. In the background, he can hear a faint wolf whistle. His money's on chimney. Eddie ignores him, in favor of curling up under Buck's arm, staring out at the collected crowd. A sold-out event, if the LA Zoo's Instagram page is to be believed.
You did amazing,
he says honestly, swallowing around the lump in his throat.
Seriously, I think I cried like 3 times.
The episode they filmed at the Turtle Conservation Center won't air for another few months, but Eddie doesn't mind. He'd enjoyed every minute of watching Buck on screen, eyes alight as he introduced their brand new baby Western lowland gorilla to the world. And judging by the amount of people that have come up to talk to Buck tonight, he wasn't the only one.
It was at least 4,
Buck corrects him, because it's his goal in life to lovingly bully Eddie.
You forget that I was sitting next to you.
Thanks for keeping me honest.
Anytime, Buck says, staring out at the crowd. Hey, don't look now.
Eddie immediately looks because he has literally no self-control, and Buck huffs a laugh.
Maddie and Chimney are looking pretty cozy, don't you think?
Eddie hums in agreement, watching the two of them deep in conversation, oblivious to the world around them.
They'd be good together, he says, meaning it. Want to help me play matchmaker?
Buck snorts.
Babe, it literally took me inviting you on a private zoo trip for you to even realize I was remotely interested in you. I don't think you're the best person to matchmake, sorry.
Which, that's a fair point. Eddie wishes Hen were still here. She'd be able to finagle information out of Chimney in like less than 10 minutes. But she and Karen said their goodbyes a half hour ago, heading back home with Denny and Chris in tow. 2 people step up to talk to Buck then, and Eddie lets himself fade into Buck's side, humming and nodding at whatever he hopes are the right moments. He knows it's probably rude to zone out, but if he's being honest, the room's starting to get a little bit stifling, a bit too full of people.
Hey, Buck murmurs after the couple has left. You want to take a walk?
God, yes.
You're such an introvert,
Buck says fondly, grabbing Eddie's hand and hugging him outside. Eddie takes a moment to breathe, staring up at the stars. It's not like Buck's wrong. He'd enjoyed talking to people tonight, people from the zoo and even some from Buck's program, but at his core he knows he's definitely more reserved than Buck. But Buck gets him, intrinsically, knows when to pull him out into the open to give him a second to recover. It's one of the many, many reasons Eddie loves him. They end up at the Elephant Pavilion, which Eddie's come to think of as their space over the last couple of months, stretching out side by side on a bench. It's late, late enough that there's not a single animal to be seen, but Eddie doesn't mind. Not when he has Buck next to him, his body a comforting weight against Eddie's side, the gold in his hair shining in the moonlight.
What are you thinking about?
You,
Eddie responds honestly, and it's not even meant to be a line, but it kind of sounds like one anyways. He laughs at the unimpressed look Buck's giving him.
I'm serious. I was thinking about you and us, I guess.
Yeah,
Buck smiles, devastatingly handsome in his tailored suit.
All good things, I'm sure.
Always,
Eddie promises, a little too raw. He takes a deep breath, clears his throat.
I was just thinking about the future.
Not proposing yet, I hope.
Not yet,
Eddie promises, something warm settling deep in his stomach.
Not yet, but someday.
I was thinking more along the lines of asking you to move in.
Buck's eyes snap up to his, alight with an emotion that Eddie can't quite place.
Are you... sweetheart?
He breathes out, and then his lips are on Eddie's, soft and familiar and perfect.
Yeah, Of course, holy shit, yes! Eddie knows that he's smiling into the kiss too much, can feel Buck's teeth clacking against his, but he can't bring himself to care. Not when Buck's here, soft and pliant under Eddie's hands, the faint stubble of his jaw brushing against Eddie's cheeks.
Hey,
he says, when they finally pause for a minute to take a breath.
Not that I'm, like, incredibly proud of you, but, how much would we be missed if we just left right now?
Buck's grin is wild, wicked.
Not much. You have plans?
Eddie confirms, pulling Buck up to his feet. They sway like that for a second, the zoo quiet around them.
You see, my boyfriend's a zoologist, and he's like a genius. He's doing his master's right now at UCLA. He's a star of the best wildlife program around.
Well, he sounds like a pretty busy guy.
He is, Eddie says, smiling. But he's been working really, really hard lately. And I happen to know someone who has a house to themselves tonight. Do you?
Eddie's close enough that he can hear the way Buck's breath catches in his throat before he responds.
I might,
he says. And then before Eddie can react, he's grabbing Eddie by the hand, jogging towards the exit.
Hurry up, the car's this way.
Eddie practically cackles with delight, the zoo blurring into technicolor around him, Buck's hand a steady presence in his own. Somewhere behind them, a bird calls, loud and shrill in the night air. He's happy, he realizes, happier than he's been in a long time.
Come on,
he says, smiling.
Let's go home.
Author's notes. It wouldn't be one of these fics without an excessive amount of research, so. And also, just assume, dear readers, that all of these are linked below in the notes section, so I don't have to say it every time because there's a lot of links incoming. Anyway, here's the list. The Bintrong facts are taken from the LA Zoo's website. The Twitter formatting is taken from Gadarao Sen's repository Twitter, which is on AO3. And the message formatting is from Codename Carrot and La Temperanza's How to Make iOS Text Messages on AO3. The master's program Buck is taking at UCLA is their Ecology and Evolutionary Biology program. I stole the topic of Buck's paper from the internet. Sorry, random UCLA student, I'm sure your paper is great. A blue whale's tongue really does weigh more than an elephant. The Turtle Conservation Center is, in fact, the one Oliver visited, with some creative liberties taken. The greenhouse really does exist. The baby gorilla that Buck introduces at the end is Angela. She's 2 now, but we're pretending like she was just born for the sake of the fic. As always, all inaccuracies and mistakes are on me. I have no idea how grad school works in the States, so I hope I didn't mess it up too badly. I also created all the usernames just for this fic. Apologies to the real people that have them. Want to scream more about Zoologist Buck? You can find Tripped and Fell on Tumblr, which is, again, linked below. And Podficker's notes. This one is literally so cute. I'm so happy that I was finally able to revisit the Zoologist Buck series for this fic. So, okay, I do know that I said I was going to get this out in maybe like December of last year. But funny story, guys, I sat down to record this fic, thought I had recorded it all, and literally realized that the entire time I stopped because I had to look up the pronunciation of something, and my mic had stopped recording during that time, so I only had the first 2 minutes, and I was like, are you joking? So, I just got busy after that, and I literally just, it fell off my plate, so, but yeah, it's just this, oh my god, the flirting in this is so cute that I was like, oh my god, I just like need to make sure that I do them justice. And just like flirting with yourself via a mic as like a voice actor is truly something. I also was like, oh my god, like how do I do the Buck voice and like be flirtatious at the same time? Because it was just like not giving. The amount of takes I had to do for Buck's voice on this one was truly through the roof. That being said, hopefully I can get it to sound good when I edit. I think I will get it to be, you know, good when I'm editing. Just like, oh, I was smiling so wide that it made
acting kind of difficult in a couple of situations. Anyway, yeah, so this is a really... Just this series is so good. I'm so happy. Thank you, Tripped and Felt, again for, like, having blanket permission. And it was just great to revisit this world again. And I hope that you guys really enjoy it. And I will see you in the next one. Bye-bye.